Today is March 31st, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Boys will spend vacation at lake. Here's news for the boys. During the spring vacation, commencing Saturday, April 12th up to and including April 16th, the boys of the YMCA will go to Lake Quinault for an outing and some hikes to lead other work. The boys will leave Hoquiam Saturday morning and arrive at the lake in the afternoon, and then will proceed to make the camp. Sunday, there will be devotional services in camp, and the lads will lose nothing of the religious element while enjoying their vacation. Monday, pioneer tests will be given in campercraft, woodcraft, cooking, and nature observations. There will also be some extended hikes. Each boy is to take his own rations and blankets. F.R. Buck will make a tentative list of things the boys are supposed to take, and as many boys will be taken to the lake as transportation can be arranged for. They are to be taken in the order of their enrollment for the trip. Mr. Bach is also planning for the summer camp, announcement of which will be made in due time. In other news, Olympians hike North River Trail. Six members of the Olympians, Grace Harper's Hiking Club, reported a very pleasurable trip up the old North River Trail Sunday despite the disagreeable weather. Leaving the streetcar, which they took as far as Cosmopolis, they hiked about 10 miles up the trail and had lunch. They returned at 6 o'clock. This was the 47th hike taken by the club and will probably be followed by a moonlight party in the near future. In other news, Nick Randich out with his share. Nick Randich, Aberdeen promoter, will leave tomorrow for Tacoma to endeavor to close a match for the best main event to be given in the Grand Theater. Efforts to secure Gene Klein for Ted Krejci's opponent have so far been unavailing. According to Dick Large, who returned Friday from Tacoma, but he stated that the bout is not definitely off, regardless of what somebody named Dick says of the matter. The reference is not to Dick, he said. Klein meets Jimmy Corey, Chicago welterweight, at the next State Street AC show in Tacoma Thursday night, and the result may determine something in regard to the next main event here. In the city and county news, Mrs. H.C. Smith has just returned from a 2 weeks visit in Portland. W.A. Briscoe, furniture dealer, 522 8th Street, forced to move, bargains in the new and used goods. Reverend C.O. Rosing wishes to remind the Norwegian people of Hoquiam that today is Hans N. Hoggis Memorial Day and wishes all to come to church at 1503 Riverside and together remember the great work of this great layman. Martin L. Lennon, who confessed Friday to having stolen a car in which he was found asleep that morning, was taken to Tacoma yesterday by Deputy United States Marshal John Sequist. And finally, the Cantons of the Hoquiam Lodge of Oddfellows will go to Elma today to join the Elma organization at a 1 o'clock dinner. Cars will leave from the Oddfellows Hall at 11 o'clock this morning. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 31, 1924. With our winter closure nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue to prepare the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.